the next installment of Keeping Up with the Kick-Ass Canadians. I'm speaking today with David Suzuki's Queen of Green, Lindsay Coulter, who is the David Suzuki Foundation's resident expert on green living made easy. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
So there are a few things I wanted to catch up with you about, and one of them was the 30 by 30 challenge that's taking place this month. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Well, basically what we know is that most Canadians, about 80% of us, live in urban centers nowadays, and you've probably heard of things like getting kids and even adults from screen time, too much screen time, to more green time, basically. And that's what we're proposing to Canadians, is to challenge them over June, the month of June, for 30 minutes outside for 30 days in a row, and just sort of see how they feel and see if they can work that into their routine. And this is a minimum of 30 minutes in nature for 30 days.
And people can find out about it through davidsuzuki.org, is that right?
That's right. So just check out the 30 by 30 challenge, or you can search nature on our website, and you'll see that there's a really simple way to sign up, to share your stories of things that you're doing. You know, we'd love to hear ideas of people having, you know, walking outdoor meetings, for example. This coming week on Friday is Nature Play Day for the Kidlets in Canada. So they're trying to get as many kids outside and basically look at combating nature, what's called nature deficit disorder, again, for both youth and adults, as we're just spending too many hours a week in front of screens and telephones and computers and TVs.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting you mentioned meetings outside, because people tend to think of it as, okay, exercise, I have to go to the gym, or I have to go for a quick, you know, run or bike ride, but you could just try and translate your everyday life into the outdoors.
Exactly, or the fact that nature might mean in an old school fashion, like having to go to a national park, and that's not at all what we're proposing either. It's actually looking at sort of your green spaces locally on your boulevard, and you know, even green rooftops, and spending time even just in your local community. It doesn't have to be anything too epic. It could be walking to work, or yeah, like I say, walking meetings, taking that break at lunch hour, and getting away from your desk. What we know is that nature has huge benefits to everything from boosting immune function to making us happier and reducing evidence of clinical depression. And people who live near green spaces or spend more time out in green spaces, even communities, tend to be more generous to your neighbors. And there's actually less incidence of violent crime and property crime when people have access to nature. So the benefits are far and wide.
Yeah, that's interesting. Why do you think the generosity kicks in? Is it just that people are happier with themselves overall?
A good question. I mean, there's been research that they've looked at. I think for one thing, if more people are more likely to spend time outside, let's say communing with your neighbors instead of sitting inside griping about someone's car parked the wrong way,
yeah,
or not mowing their lawn at the same time. So when it's more pleasant to be outside, whether it's maintaining a joint, you know, green street boulevard, or holding a block party, it actually brings people out, and you're more likely to, you know, have less negative interaction with your neighbors if you actually communicate with them on a positive level a lot of times, and not just about the barking dog or the crying baby or all of those negative things that tend to get on our nerves.
Yeah, definitely. It creates positive interactions and understanding.
In a positive frame. So
yeah. And now we're speaking today, June 11th, but it's not too late for people to join. Can they sign on any time in the month?
Yes, throughout the month, they're welcome to join, and there's a $600 prize package from our friends at Genuine Health, who really promote the value of people getting out into nature as well, and there's a Flickr photo contest, and there's weekly winners announced, so yeah, it's never too late.
Oh, that's fantastic. And now you have something pretty exciting coming up for you this fall. Do you want to tell us a bit about that?
Well, if you aren't following my blog already, I launched a Having a Green Baby blog a few weeks ago. So, yeah, I'm going to be due to have a new little one in and my first early November, perhaps late October. You never know with these things.
Congratulations.
So thank you very much. It's very exciting. And what I talked about in the blog was, you know, many years ago I met somebody who said to me, do people at the David Suzuki Foundation breed, basically, thinking that anyone who's a hardcore environmentalist couldn't possibly be adding another addition to the population. But in fact, we do have children, and David, of course, has about five of his own and grandchildren as well. So I'm really excited to look at, basically sort of greening the experience and creating another conscious citizen.
Yeah. Are there any tips you want to share now, or are you going to save that for sort of once you get further into it yourself?
Well, you know, I'm learning just like any sort of new mom, and I've had this on my mind for quite a few years, knowing that I wanted to be a mom. So I've been detoxing, you know, everything from what you see in a lot of my work, from the home cleaners to the cosmetic products and hair dyes and, you know, nail polishes and all types of things, knowing that sort of this was where I wanted to go, and making sure that my home and air quality and everything that's going on my body and through my body is going to be safe. So it's been a really great journey that way. And, you know, on the side, I'm looking at things when, you know, diapers, for example, is a huge, huge thing. And even not just going the cloth diaper route, but I'm also hoping to try the what's called going diaper-free route, which is also known as elimination communication.
Huh, interesting. It's funny. It puts a new spin on toxic parenting. You talk about having a toxic relationship with your parent usually means something else, but now it's about ridding it of literal toxins. Well, thank you very much for taking the time, and I hope more people join the 30 by 30 challenge. It's a great idea.